All right, good vok. We're holding Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel. We ended last week with a shayla. I'm going to repeat the shayla. The shayla was Ma'aseh Shoyi Ka'Akoy. The shayla went to the Shevet Halevi. There was an apartment building. There were nine people owned their apartments in the building. And the person on the top floor decided he's going to build up. There's a roof, an empty roof, that's shared by these nine people. He took 1/9 of that roof. And he's building up a floor, and he'll add that floor, incorporate it, attach it to his house. So, by the way, he'll have, I guess, a penthouse. He'll have two stories on the top floor. He'll have part of a second floor as well. And the other shutim of the building, who are shutim in the roof, complained. And their taina was that, im yet Hashem, they're going to pass a law that will allow them to build a whole nother floor. And when they can build a whole nother floor, then they can sell it out to the market to somebody else, have a whole apartment to sell out, and they'll divide the profits. But like this, if you're going to take a ninth, and everyone else in the building takes a ninth, it's aim by kadei chalukah. What am I going to do with a ninth of the roof? I'm going to build a little room, and what? I can't sell a little room. So it's aim by kadei chalukah, so I want to stop you. The whole building basically went against this guy to stop him, because it's an aim by kadei chalukah, and he held that he's allowed to do it. That was the shayla. Could he do that? Is he allowed to build up and take a ninth of the roof for himself or not? And the shayla has a second chelik, and that is that it turned out that of the nine people, six were opposing him, and two of the other owners of the building agreed with him that he could do it. So basically it was a 3-6. So the Shevet Levi had like a secondary shayla. If the three group together, maybe that's already enough to be considered kadei chalukah. The six have kadei chalukah. The three might have enough to be kadei chalukah. That was really the shayla. But before we get to the shayla, I think we have to go back to the basics. We have to understand why by aim by kadei chalukah you have no right to be chaylik. And we understand that, then we can be able to slowly get into the shayla. There's a chazanish, a geshmaka chazanish. We have to take it slowly until we get into the Shevet Levi.
So
Fine, we're going to discuss that. Believe that, that will be part of the discussion. Okay? So let's understand. We have a halacha, mishnah, halacha, psuka, that if you have kedei chalukah, yesh be kedei chalukah, you can force a chalukah. If it's aim by kedei chalukah, you cannot force a chalukah. If it's not enough to divide, you can't force a chalukah. Why not? Where does that come from? Why, when it's aim by kedei chalukah, can you not force a chalukah? Where is that? Where's the makar for such a halacha? This shayla is a good shayla that many achrayim are busy with, the rishayim achrayim are busy with, and many fashidim, the reasons why in the chalukah you cannot force a chalukah. And Yitzchak Shem, I would like to share with the Olam a few of them tonight. Bahadraga, we'll see. It will play itself out. There are many nafkaminas based on the timing why in the chalukah. What's the reason? There will be many nafkaminas throughout this siman. And we're going to see him, Yitzchak Shem. Most notably, the nafkamina is, just for starters, is whether it's a deraisa or only a derabbanan. There's a brilliant shtickle from Rabbaran Zatzal, and Mishas Rabbaran, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that develops this whole thing. Mamish a masterpiece, many svaras, and he takes it apart. And Punktis weekend is Rabbaran's yard site. Tov abitul my toiv, it's min ha-shamayim, we should be discussing this inyan now. So let's start off. First pshat is, let's call it, the pshat, we'll call it shibud. That is, that when the shutfim joined forces, when we joined as shutfis, I don't have enough kedei chalukah, you don't have enough kedei chalukah. We knew that to begin with. We knew that we were joining forces. We knew that you can't take a one lot and subdivide the lot. We're going to have two half a lot. It's not buildable. We can't do anything with it. So we went into it, aldas kein, that we now have a shutfis on one lot. My half is not worth anything without your half. Your half is not worth anything without my half. So aldas kein, we were nishtatef. That's how we went into it. That we will remain shutfim. That's how we ended up. I need you and you need me. So we went into it that we will be mishubit to each other. My chelik will be mishubit to your chelik. And your chelik will be mishubit to my chelik forever. I'll always be able to use hashtamshis in your chelik, and you'll always be able to be mishtamish in my chelik. That's how we went in al daskein. that type of asura. And therefore, since I have a kin in the shtamshes and your chayfetz, you have lo'ilam, and you have a kin in the shtamshes and my half lo'ilam, so I can't make a chalukah, because that's depriving you of your kin in the shtamshes that you have in my chalik. And you can't make a chalukah, because that'll deprive me of my kin in the shtamshes and your chalik. That's how Rav Aaron, his first pshat. He has a number of pshat. I'll share with Eilam maybe a couple, but that was his first pshat.
The only good if you have now only just the big chalukah. What if you have it's 10 times the big chalukah?
No, so then we have a yesh berakah the big chalukah. Then we'll talk to be able to be chalik.
Right. But you're saying like this: this Torah was from originally from the.
We went into it. We bought one lot. We're right. Correct.
But that should only be when there's just enough.
And coming, that's when it will be said. If it will be more, then it's a yesh boi kadei chalukah. We're able to be chaylik. It's only when we went in, we're in boi kadei chalukah. Sorry?
Yerish.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Val. Yeah. So this is Rav Aaron's first mahalak. The pella on this mahalak, and I think this is what Yisrael is really being by here as well. There are a couple of pellas on the mahalak. First, let's start off. I come into it, and it was in boi kadei chalukah when we started. And let's say over time, I think that's what you mean to ask, and over time, it became a yesh bei kadei chalukah. Things changed over time. Well, what about feket? We started off, it was a yesh bei kadei chalukah, and things changed that caused it now to be an ein bei kadei chalukah. Laws changed, whatever it is. So what do you do now? The halacha is, you go bust at the end. You go bust what it is now, right now when I'm ready to be chalak. Not what it was when I started the shukfis 3 years ago or 10 years ago. Let's play this out. Give a bunch of practical mashalim. Let's take a mashal that was negeb is manehem, right? We have a halach over here that in Bavel, you need enough that you could have a worker work for you for an entire day's amount of work. If your field is too small that you can't fill a full day's work for the guy, since he refuses to hire himself out for less than a day, it's a bad split. It's aim by kadei chalukah because it's not worthwhile. Well, I'm gonna have a little piece of land and have to hire Paul for a whole day's work just to cover a half a day's work of a job. So I'm losing a lot of money on the deal. That's considered aim by kadei chalukah. What would be if, yes, that's how it was in Bava when we started, and then over time, the meaning of the pilum, they became more desperate, whatever it is, they realized that they could canvas and get 2 jobs in one day. They decided they're willing to rent themselves out, to hire themselves out for half a day at a shot. So I started off with an ein bei kadei chalukah, and now it became a yesh bei kadei chalukah, so I could find a pole who's willing to work and only charge me for my half a field. And that would be fine. Or faket, we started off, he was willing to do it, and now he decided, best of men, no, he's not doing this anymore. For half a day, length of which you work. You give me a whole day's job, I'll work. If not, I go by the day. It means things changed over time. So, do you go bust at the beginning, or you go bust at the end? What happens if we have a bunch of shutvim, let's say we have a property, it's a double lot. So really I can make 2 lots out of it. It's a double lot. And we have 3 shutvim in this property. So we have 3 shutvim in the property, it's not divisible. It's 2/3 of a lot apiece. It's not buildable, each one. And then over time, one shutiv, or both of them, bought out their 3rd shutiv. So now we're left with only 2 shutvim. So we started out an ein bei kadei chalukah, and we turned into a yesh bei kadei chalukah, because now it is divisible by 2, and it's enough to go around for each one. So do you go basa what it was at the beginning? You go basa now. That's a mufush Rama at the end of the sif. They say you go basa now. Right now, if it is divisible by 2, right now if it's yesh bei kadei chalukah, then you go basa now. You don't go basa what you started out with. V'cheina. You have a lot of these type of cases. Like I said, the rules changed. They changed the township, changed the code. You could build more lots, you could build less lots. And it's clearly you go basa the end. You don't go basa the beginning. Okay, 1 second. So let's play that out. 1 second. Another kasha on Rav Aaron is, and this really Rav Shimon asked, he bavonzi, he can't say it this pshat, is that if your svar is so good, that means you went into it, you put a kinyan into his chelik, and he put a kinyan of his tamshes in your chelik, and that's why you can't divide, then the halacha should be, then you can't have any division. You won't be able to do good or good either. And the halacha is by ein bei kadei chalukah, even though we don't split into 2, because ein bei kadei chalukah, but we do allow good or iggud. I'll buy you out, you buy me out. What do you mean? If you have a kinyan that precludes a buyout, it precludes you from knocking me out of my ishtamshes, then you shouldn't be able to have a good or iggud either. And that's mafush, yes, we could have a good or iggud. So what you have to say is, you know, Rav Aaron didn't say it, we'll make a, a version of Rabban, and we'll say that the Shibud went like this. The Shibud wasn't that I have a kinin in your chelek loyalim. That's not the vart. The vart was is that since I need you and you need me, so we knew that to begin with. We know that it will never be divisible because it's worthless if we divide it. So we went in our das kain that we will not divide it when it's not divisible. That's what we're in. Avada good or good will allow. And avada, it's not totally what it's now, it's totally what it's going to be at the end. But al das kain we went into. We went into it that if there will ever be a time that it's not divisible, we will not be chaylik. If it is divisible then, we all will be chaylik. That's how our das was l'chatchila, l'mashal. In Sif Aleph we have halacha, that even if you have something that has a din chalukah, the Ramah says if we make a kinin specifically, we will not allow for a chalukah, the kinin is chal. And I could prevent from making chalukah, even when it's a yesh bei kadei chalukah. So that's basically every aim bei kadei chalukah. Every aim bei kadei chalukah was, our kavana was, is that we went in our das kain, that since we know it's worthless if it's aim bei kadei chalukah, we each one is masking that we won't make a chalukah when we're going to be left with worthless properties. So we went in our das kain. If time changed and now becomes a yesh bei kadei chalukah, and the kanami will allow it. Or forget, if we started off a yesh bei kadei chalukah and times change and it turns into aim bei kadei chalukah, then in the Hanami we won't allow it. That was our kavanah. Whatever will be then, when we want to be chaylik, if he can't be chaylik then, it's not divisible, we won't allow for a chalukah. The chaya, that should be a very geshmak of shat. The problem is your kansha. That's very nice when we went into it, al das kain for shutfis. But what happens if we didn't go into it, al das kain for shutfis? We went into it for Yerusha. We didn't go into it knowingly, it fell in our laps. It came by Yerusha, so there was no kavana of hishtatfus. We didn't go in and create a shutfus. It wasn't contractual. It came automatic. So there, you can't say any kavanas. There are no kavanas. We didn't come in with any kavanas. And then we could have another kasha. The halakha in Sif Aleph, the Machabes says it's huadim by case with a zeicha from Hefka. So there's a shitas, a lot of shitas on this, different achrenim on it, but there are shitas achrenim will hold that when two people pick up of a metziah at the exact same time, pick up a davar shalefka at the exact same time, the halacha is that they're bigger the zochel le'nashe zochel le'charve. Each one is koina half, and koina the helps the other guy be koina his other half. Means each one helps the other one make his kinin, but often that after they do that, they now automatically become shutfin in this metziah. That's a gemara batzam. But the Imri Moshe, in the end of Simla Megimel and other Achrenim learn that that works even if I don't want to help you. Even if I'm trying to be kind of the Metziah and have the Metziah for myself to be kind of the whole Metziah for myself. And you have the same attitude. You want to have it for yourself. And punk, we get it at the exact same time. We pick it up together. We automatically shifting with each other. And the Mechaba, if that's the Halacha, Mechaba just says, Halacha, Sheziku Bei Menahefka, Pashu took me even in such a case. And even in such a case, and in such a case, when we pick it up together, we don't have kavana to make it non, we won't allow a division in certain oifanim when it's able to take a look. We don't have any kavana. I don't want you to be my shudder. I want the whole item for myself. And nevertheless, we have this halacha. So you see again that this nikud is not going to work out. You can't have a contractual. And Batsim, I'll take it to the next step. Every time you pick up from Hefko, you pick up, or you get a matana. One of the cases of Mechaba was you receive a matana. That case when you receive the matana, I went in, bedafka, to be a shutuf with you. The reason why I accepted the matana is because I wanted the matana. What was my choice? To leave the matana? Then I won't have the matana. I needed to make that revach. I wanted to pick up the hefka. You don't have a raya, an indication I was trying to be a shutuf with you when I had this kavana. I'm trying to get the hefka and I'm trying to get the matana. So mamela, you don't have that type of a svara. L'chayr, it's hard to say such a svara. L'chayr, it's hard to say such a svara. Reb Aaron, he asked the kasha differently. He has a different problem with this mahalach. His mahalach, but we could apply it perhaps to our mahalach. His problem was, it's a shtick of alumnus, but his problem was like this, is to create a shibud zeh lezeh, I want to be meshabed my chelek to you, and you should be meshabed your chelek to me, it's a tit for tat, it's a trade-off. I need you, and you need me, so we make a deal, a swap. I'll let you have my chelek, and you, a shtamshis of my chelek, and you allow me to have a shtamshis, a shibud in your chelek. Zucker Baron, that's very good when both parties don't have, it's Embay Kadei Chalukah for each one. But what happens if one guy owns 2/3 of the shutfis and one guy owns 1/3 of the shutfis? And the guy owns 2/3, there's enough. If he'll make a chalukah, 2/3 of the property, let's say there was a 1.5 buildable lot. So he'll take 2/3, he'll still be end up with a 1 lakh buildable. And the other guy will be left with a 0.5 lakh, which is not buildable. But he's good, he's happy, he has no problem. So Zok Rabbanan, in that case, when he takes his chelik, he has enough, he doesn't need the other guy. So if he doesn't need the other guy, he doesn't need the other guy to be mishabit himself. Reuven, if Reuven has enough of his own, he doesn't need Shimon to be mishabit his chelik to Reuven. If he doesn't need Shimon to be mishabit to Reuven, then he says it's a tit for tat. If you're not being mishabed your chelik to me because I don't need you, then why should I be mishabed my chelik to you? Then Reuven won't be mishabed his chelik to Shimon either. Mamela Zok Rabbanan, and it's very important, Rabbanan holds that even if you want to say the word of Sheba, that could only work when they're both an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. But if one guy has a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah, Zok Rabbanan, in that case, the whole svar is out the window. You won't have the svar of Shebut. Because if Reuven doesn't need Shimon Shebut, then there's no reason why Reuven should be Meshabit his chelik to Shimon.
But otherwise he would never have gone through it.
No, they went through it because they went into a shutfis. But where do you see this implicit understanding, it wasn't explicit, implicit understanding, that we're being Meshabit al chalakim zelazeh? You don't have that, because if I don't need you, then I'm not being Meshabit my chelik to you either. If you're not being Meshabit to me, I'm not Meshabit to you. Memela Zakar Baron, let's say they didn't have enough money. So they want to be shuddim, but where do you see that implicit haskama that we won't be chaylik b'chayai gavna, that I'm being mishabed my chaylik to you, not to be chaylik, that you should have eshtamshes loyalim? That's only because my chaylik was aimed by chadei chaluka. But if it's a yesh by chadei chaluka, I don't need you. Now, truth be told, that kasha doesn't bother me so much, because that is shver Reb Aaron l'shita. Reb Aaron has a kavana that we mishabed each other, that we have eshtamshes loyalim, so I hear the kasha. The way we're saying it, slightly different than Ramban, is that our shibud wasn't that we're mishtamish with each other's chelik loyim. Our shibud was, we'll never make a chaluka when it's not divisible. If that's the case, so even though today I have enough that is divisible, but I still need your shibud, because if they're going to change the township rules and they won't make it divisible, or for other reasons why it'll turn over time to be an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. So even though today I have a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah, but there might come a time that's an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, so for that I need you. I need you already now to be Meshabed yourself, that in the event my chelik turns into Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, I need you to not force a chalukah, and in tit for tat, I'll be Meshabed myself, that I'll never force upon you a chalukah when your chelik is Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. So the way we're saying it, that kasha Rabban is not shver. But what Isha is still this other kasha. You see, by Yerusha and Matana and Hefka, the halakas are like that, even though it wasn't contractual. And Mamela, we need another pshat. Another pshat is the Chuvus Maram in Rattenberg. Chuvus Maram, it's in the Fus Amsterdam, Kuf Ein Ches. It's really brought down in the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef, actually now with Simon, Sif Yud Ches brings it down. The Maram says the following: if one guy is a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah and one guy is an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, we know the halacha that the Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah cannot force a Chalukah, because Nebek is leaving the other guy in the cold. He's Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. But what if a kid, for some reason, the Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah wants to be chaylik? Could he be chaylik? Could he force a Chalukah, even though he doesn't have enough chalukah, but he'll say, look, I'm not hurting you, you have a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah, so what's your problem? You can't complain on me. I'm leaving you with a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah. I'm the one who has a problem, I don't mind. I have reasons why I want to be chalik anyway. I don't want to be with you b'shutfis, no matter what. I'd rather be alone with anybody get a chalukah than be together with you. Could I do that or not? Zog de Chuvus Maram, yes, I'm allowed to be chalik. Mashmoyis and Nesivis like that as well. Yes, I'm allowed to be chalik. What's his svara? His svara is, because we have a klal in halacha, kala'im e'ef shi betakonis chachomim shayimim lai. Hey, yois, it's only a takonis chachomim not to be chaylik. And I'm saying, thank you, Chazal, but no thank you. I'll fend for myself. I don't need your takana to protect me. I don't mind being chaylik, even though I'm left with the Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. So I have a right to be chaylik and waive this takonis chachomim. But we see clearly in the Chuvus Maram is that this whole din is only a takonas chachamim. Midaraisa, I have a right to be chaylik, even though it's Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. Even though you have Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. Even though I'm going to force you with something that's not worth anything. I have a right to it. I'm a shutif. And what's the lumdis? The lumdis is, what's a shutfis? Our two items are together. So I have, it's a sheli here, and you have a sheli here. I have a right to take my, what's mine at any time. I have a right to be neitel shalei whenever I want. Comes along with the Rabban and says, no, don't do it in a knife in the Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, because you're hurting the guy. But beside, Midaraisa in Svara, I would have a right to be chilek at any time. But it's only takanis chachamim. I say zot, the Chuvus Maram. Comes along Rabbaran, and Rabbaran says, he doesn't understand the Chuvus Maram. How could you say it's only the Rabban? It's Mufusha Gemara Faket. What's his Gemara Faket? The Gemara Baba Basa Dav Gimel Maralef says that if we have two Chuvim on an Ein Bay Kadei Chaluka, there's not enough, and they decide anyway to be chilek, and they even make a kinyan that they're going to be chalik. Okay, tomorrow we'll make a chalukah. And we make a kinyan and a handshake, we make a kinyan. So that tomorrow we will be chalik. The Gemara says that kinyan is called a kinyan dvarim. You can make a kinyan to transfer assets. You can't make a kinyan to do something. I'm making it, I'm going to cross the street. That's nothing. It's a kinyan dvarim. So the kinyan that tomorrow will be chalik is nothing. It's a kinyan dvarim. But Mezak the Gemara, even after they made such a kinyan, they could change their minds. And tomorrow they could say, you know what, either one could change their mind, renege on the agreement. No, I'm not being chalik. That's a Gemara. Frekta Barin, if the only reason why they couldn't be chalik was because of a takana, and kolo imi efshi betakanas chachamim shaymin loy. So here too, forget the kinyan. The fact that the two of them got together and said, Rabbanan, ich bin meichel, no thank you, I don't need your takana. And they waived the takana, so now minadin they should be able to force a chaluk, even though it's an embay kadei chaluka. They were mevata on the takana's chacham, they were meichel. Correct. If they make a kinyan and they're already chaluk, then it's too late, it's chaluk. But if they make a kinyan to be chaluk tomorrow, that's a kinyan's form, so that kinyan's nothing. No, if you make a kinyan, we could override it. Like you make a davar shabbat moment, you can make tanaim. If we want, even by we're allowed to, even though midarais, I don't have that schos. But if we make a chaluk with a kinyan, I value it will work. But we see in the Gemara is dalmiyoch the kinyan, Dr. Rabban. You see that the haskama to be mevater, to be moichad at takanas kama doesn't work. So you see, it's not a takanas kama. I say Dr. Sorry? Even anikami. That's what he's saying. Who cares? It's a kinyan dvarim, even without any kinyan. You're allowed to, even without any kinyan. Words should be enough. No, but takan kam, you could be a mevat. Kol ha'ayim yefshim takan kam m'shem alay. I know, but the amir itself, kol ha'ayim yefshim should work. So the amir itself should work. Oh, so could you retract? So that's a machloikis rishonim by mezainis. An isha, the halacha is that a husband mechuyev to be mezain his wife, and in shtot the wife is supposed to give over the ma'isa yadayim to the husband. The halacha is, what happens if she says, "Eini nezainus ve'eini oisa"? I don't want your food, and it's fine, I won't work. I'd rather have vacation, or I'd rather work for myself, keep the profits for myself. I make more than my upkeeps. I'd rather keep the money for myself. If he says, "Eini nezainus ve'eini oisa," it works. What happens if Isha says, "Eini nezainus ve'eini oisa," and then the next day she changes her mind, she says, "Oh, what did I just do? No, I'd rather, you know, you keep on supporting me, and I'll keep on giving you my siyadayim." What's the halacha? That's a machloikas yishayim if it works. The Ran and the Ra'ah, be a ritva, you have to know, but there are a number of Rishonim who hold that once she says it, it's out the window, it's too late. The takanas kama is out, and now she can never retract. And Shitas Ataisis and other Rishonim who hold, no, that she could say it and then retract. It's two Shitas brought down in the Ramah and Ebenezer.
What was an effect of it?
One second, good. So Zokra Baron, if you look over there, you'll see that even Shitas Ataisis who hold that she's allowed to retract, if you look at the reasoning why she's allowed to retract, you'll see why over here the person's not allowed to retract. And Meila Zakar Baran, if it will be only a Takanas Chachamim, then what's the Gemara saying? It's only Kinyan Dvarim. Avada, once it was Chal. What's the Gemara talking about? That's Rabaran. He doesn't explain why, but that's what he says. When he's Daiti, I think it's Faket. I think even the Rishonim, the Ra'ah, who hold over there, Kalayim Yashi B'Takanas Chachamim, you're not allowed to retract. Over here, Avada, you are allowed to retract. Why? There are two reasons given. The Ran and the Ritva give it, each one gives a reason. Why an Isha, once she says, any Zayins v'any Oisa, she can't retract. One reason is because it makes Takanas Chazal look like a Chukah betlula, as I look at the Ritva. Today, yeah. Tomorrow, not. The next day, yeah. Is it a joke? It's not a joke. It's a Chazal. It's not a joke. Can't do that. It's making a bazoin of the whole dinner Chazal. If you want it, fine. You don't want it, also fine. But there's no point to retract. You can't come back. You said no, then it's no. That's one sheet of Rishonim. The Ran says of all this is because Loksa Midas Hadin. Sure, when she's capable of working, then I don't want my husband's support. I'd rather keep the money myself. Then she becomes pregnant or whatever. She can't work. She's sick. Oh, you know, Tatala, now it's time to support me. Then when she gets better and she can work, no, now I'm keeping my profits myself. You can't do that. Lots of me there's a din. You want it? It's once and for all. You don't want it, it's once and for all. You can't keep on changing your mind, vacillating back and forth. Whenever it's good for you, you take it and wave the takana. When it's not good for you, you keep the takana. You can't do it. There's lots of media. They didn't want to give her that advantage. Right, but they didn't want to give her that at such a... back and forth. They didn't want to give her that advantage over the husband's. Lots of media sadin. So those are the two pratams said over there. Let's go to over here. Over here, chalukah is a chad pami. It happens once. It's either yes or no. So like this. Bishloima over there, let's take the Chukah v'Tlula or the Ran Svara, that's not fair. That's because there was a gewisse zman that her waiver was in effect. Today she worked herself, she kept the profits herself, and he wasn't mechuyav to support her. So there was a, even if it was an hour, a minute, but once she said, Yeshiv Tekan Kama, there was a gewisse time that it took effect. And then tomorrow she wants to reenact the Tekana for tomorrow, and then the next day undo it for the following day, and then reenact it for the following week. So the difference is manum chalukim. That's a chuk of a tulula, and that's laksamid is a din. You're having a terrible advantage over the husband that we never wanted to do that. Here, it's a chad pami. It's either yes or no. Either we have a chalukah or not. There's no chukah v'tlula. What am I trying to be chayz? I'm trying to be chayz before the chalukah went into effect. I said, tomorrow I'll be chaylik. And then I said, no, I retorted, I'm not going to be chaylik. No, so I'm not going to be chaylik. So there was never a point in time that my EF Shibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu really took effect. Yeah, we allowed for a chalukah, but we were never chaylik v'poyel. So there's no chukah v'tlula. We don't go back and forth. And we don't have the loks of midas adin. So l'chayre faket. Even the Rishonim over there hold that she cannot retract. Over here, Avada, he could retract. But Meila Rabban has no raya from the Gemara Keneged, the Maram Rambam. L'chayra. Rabban, because of his kasha, he went, Yotzal Chalak, oh, this is a Spitz Rabban. He said like this, you better watch this goyness. He said, I have a Fushi Gemara saying it has to be the Raisa. And I have a Truvis Maram Rambam says it's a Darabonin. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah that they both are true. How? The Gemara is talking about when both of them don't have a Kedei Chalukah. Oh, going back to Rabban before, hold cup. Rabban holds before that when you have a Shibud Zeh Lazeh, that Shibud is Loilam, and that precludes any Chalukah. It's contractual. But Rabban said that that only passes if both have Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. If one has a Yeshbe Kedei Chalukah, and it's a tit for tat, if I don't need you, you don't need me, Zok Rabban, so then there, the whole Svar of Shibud doesn't apply. That was Rabban's Kasha. Rabban said like this, Kum Tois, when it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah for both of them, you have a Svar that's contractually Meshabit Zeh Lazeh. That's Rabban. So Memela, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about when they both had Ein Bekadek Levei Geshmak. That's what the Gemara says. Havada, Kinin Dvarim Hu. Because Ein Bekadek Haluka, so Midaraisa, you cannot force a Haluka. So Havada, you can't force a Haluka. The Maram, Meramberg is talking about a case where one had Kadek Haluka. And that one doesn't have a Kadek Haluka. That's Mufushi's case. And the one who didn't have a Kadek Haluka wants to have a Haluka anyway. So, Kaloi Miyashi Bitakanska Kamam Shremiloi. So, Rabban, because since one has a Kadek Haluka, so there was no Shibud Zeh Lozeh, so there is no Svara Midaraisa that they can't be Chaylik. So the only thing could be is Midrabanan. Oh, that's very geschmack what the Maram said. It's a Takonis Kachamim, and Kaloi Miyashi Bitakanska Kachamim Shremiloi, very geschmack. But if we'll be both Ramein by Kadek Haluka, then it's not a Takon, then it's Midaraisa. So you can't be chaylik, and mechay gavna very zakaran. That's why the Gemara is very geshmak in dvarmu. So an ul l'shitase. It's mamish al tahal kap abissel. But Rabban had this kasha because in Rabban's world, both parties having ein bekedek chaluka is worse than only one party is making it. For both parties ein bekedek chaluka, it's a shibud zeh lazeh that precludes a chaluka midaraisa. If one party has a kedek chaluka already, then there's no shibud zeh lazeh, and it's only the rabbanan, and you could say kolam yeshibud tekan skakamem. That's Rabban shtickle. Let's move on. Rabbi say one more. There's a tshuvas harashma. There's a tshuvas harashma actually in two different places. One is in Chelek Aleph, I think it's Tuf Kuf Nun Vav. Yeah, and the other one is Chelek Beis Kuf Mem Aleph. The Tshuva Zerashba says that the reason why, when it's Ein Bekedek Kedei Chalukah, you cannot be Chelek, he says because it's a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Asisa Hayosher V'Hatoiv. And it's Einu Bedin. It's not Asiyas Hatoiv V'Hayosher to force a Chalukah on somebody and leaving him high and dry. He's leaving with something that is valueless, has nothing. It has no value. It's Eimba Kadei Chalukah. The reason why Eimba Kadei Chalukah, you can't be Chaylek, is because of a Pasek Asisa Yashav Atayv. That is, not a Pasek, the Pasek is in the Torah, it's Pasek in Dvarim. So it's a Pasek, it's Pashas, you could say, it's a Deraisa. But the truth be told is that I believe that in the Rashba it's only the Rabbanan. Where else, Rabbi said, do we find this concept that there's a halakha because of Sisa Yashav Atayv? By Metzer, very good. By Metzer is a halakha, a Sisa Yashav Atayv. If I want to buy a property that's adjacent to your property, I should really stand back and give you a chance. If you could use the property and widen your property, build a bigger house, plow a bigger land, if it's more valuable to you, I should step back and allow you to do it. And if I end up buying it, you could now assume my position, take me over, and now buy it yourself. Why? Asisa v'yashotayv. And how do we pass in Rabbi Yisrael Rishonim? That's Kamas Rishonim Achreinim is that it's only the Rabbanan. About this Pasuk, but the Pasuk doesn't say Bamesa. Pasuk said it should be nice and good. Okay, now Chazal teach up what nice and good is. That you need Chazal. So that's only the Rabbanan. So Pashas, you see by Metzra, it's Yisrael Shatev is only Rabbanan. Pashas over here, it's also only the Rabbanan. That's a material of Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah, the end of Hilchus Shechenim, when he's Messiah, he like summarizes the Gantz Hilchus Shechenim, he says the following. Amra, the Torah says, Asisa Yashav HaToiv, V'akavono, She'yisnaig b'anhoga toiva v'yishara, in B'nei Adam. Deal with them nicely and yosher and fairly. V'chachomim zal kosu pratim le'ilim. They sometimes gave you specific circumstances. Noiflim takas kol ameil that fall under the category of asisa v'yosher ha'toiv. Mehem she'asu b'din gama. Some of them they made into a real din. Mehem they only made it l'chatchila an inyan. But Chazal created a number of specific cases that fall under the category of asisa v'yosher ha'toiv. But regardless whether they made it into a din gomer or a lechatchila, it's only a derabonan. It's a rava magid. You see that when Chazal put things under the banner of asis v'yashar toiv, hakol midivreim zal, it's only a derabonan. So getting back to here, it's a pashas derashpo, it's only a derabonan. Asis v'yashar toiv is only a derabonan.
What is the
deraisa? There is no deraisa. The deraisa is asis v'yashar toiv, be nice and fair. It's a klal. It's a klal. It's like kedushin to you. Because I'll touch up what goes into kedushin to you. It shouldn't be a glutton. Whatever it is. But there's a klal. Asisa v'yashav ha'toiv. Any specific example is only the rabbanan. Beklolius, a person should be toiv v'yashav. Beshleimutza, you should be toiv v'yashav. Specifically, that the rabbanan tells you what you should be careful on. So it's only the rabbanan. If you look in the Tshuva Sarashba, the Tshuva Sarashba is clearly, Rabbi Zay, clearly talking about where it's aimed by kadei chaluka for both parties. And yet, it's only the Rabbanan. It's mafurish, not like Rabbanan. That even when it's aimed by de kaluka on both people, it's in Gantz and aimed by de kaluka, nevertheless, it's only out of the seas of a Yashavai type.
Is it Mushal Bayish?
And Mamela is very good Yerusha.
And then you need the Rabbanan.
No, but Rashi is not talking about Yerusha. Faket, it's very good Yerusha. It's only the Rabbanan. And Pashas, the Mordechai and the Maram also mean this the Rabbanan. Asisa v'yashav ha'toiv. Why? Unless you made a new Rabbanan. Besides the Pashas, I have no reason to say otherwise. So now we have Rashba, Maram, Meratenberg, the Mordechai. They all say it's the Rabbanan. And Pashas out of Asisa v'yashav ha'toiv. It's the Rabbanan, Rabbi say, across the board. Very good. So now we have that. And it's going to be many nafkaminis as we go through the simon to know. I'm going to just write out one nafkamina right now based on the timing. One nafkamina is could we apply this concept to other areas outside of Shutfis? This is Rav Avraham's nafkamina. L'mashal. There's a malva and a loiva, and the loiva sells off his property to, there's Reuven, the malva, Shimon, the loiva, and Shimon sells off his property to Levi. Comes time to collect, Reuven comes to Shimon, you know, you owe me money, I would love to pay, I have no money. But, you have a shibud on the property, go to Levi and take the, we go over the shibud from Levi, Beseda. Now, Levi's property that he bought from Shimon is, let's say, worth $100. And Reuven's chayiv that he has on Shimon is only worth $75. So Reuven comes to Levi and says, you know what, fork over $75 worth of the property. Levi says, but that's very nice. You can take 3/4 of the property. You can left me with mamish a sliver. What am I going to do with this sliver? Nothing. The Gemara says, the Rif says, that the halacha is Reuven takes the entire property and gives Levi $25. That's the Rif's halacha. The Baal HaMor teaches the Rif like that, and the Baal HaMor, and the Rif says, spells out, the Baal HaMor spells it out, that the reason is because we have a concept by Shutvis that when it's aim by Kadei Chaluka, you can't force a Chaluka. Does that mean Klor from the Baal HaMor, and Rabbi Aaron brings this Raya, although Achrayna brings this Raya, that this concept of aim by Kadei Chaluka is not just limited to Shutvis, this concept could be applied to other things. By there, Reuven and Levi aren't Shutvim. Reuven is Vachayv, never saw Levi in his life, and wants to be Goyver the property from Levi, and yet the halacha is that Reuven takes the whole property and pays Levi his chelek rather than taking three quarters of the property and leaving Levi a sliver, because it's aim by Kadei Chaluka and it's not fair. Does that mean that this concept applies outside of Shutvis? So it's also, you see, it's not because they were Mishabit Zelazah. The reason is because it's Eina Bedin, it's not a Siyas of Ayoshva Atoyed to leave somebody with such a small sliver. No, not Shutvis. You own the property, I'm going to do a Maisa Gvi on you, and right now, why am I Mishubit to buy you out? I want to buy out only, I want to take my Chalik, which is three quarters. If it would have been by Shimon? By Levi, that's what happened.
75%. No,
it
didn't go to
Shimon. Oh, wait, if Shimon has only... Okay, so maybe it'll be the same halakha, maybe. Right? And the climate, like this far. There are going to be other Nafkaminas throughout the same. I just felt I would share with that Nafkamina. Okay, now let's go to the next step. I think we're ready to go to the next step before we get to the Shevet HaLevi Shaila. Gishmak HaShaila, but let's get it. The halakha is, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says two halakhas that we did last week, but I'm going to remind the Olam. One halakha the Ramah says is that, let's do it inside, we'll do it quickly. The Ramah starts off in Sif Gimel. Hayu by din chaluka. If you have a din chaluka, amacha echad man l'shnayim, one person sold out his chelik to two. So you have Reuven and Shimon, and now Shimon decided to sell his chelik to Levi and Yehuda. So now there's Reuven, Levi, and Yehuda. Or Yerisha l'shnayim, or he gave it to Yerisha, bequeathed it to his kids. Ve'ein le'echad men kadei chaluka. And now, see, 50-50, there was enough kadei chaluka, but now that Shimon's chelek turned into two people, so now Levi and Yehuda only have 25% apiece, now it's ein bo'i kadei chaluka for them. The halacha is, so now it's Reuven has yesh bo'i kadei chaluka, he has 50%. Levi and Yehuda have ein bo'i kadei chaluka. The halacha is, even though they have ein bo'i kadei chaluka, einon yechelen la'akev on la'akev, they can't stop the first shot of Reuven from being chelek, even though normally they should be able to, because they don't have a kadei chaluka. The teretz is, deloy adifi megavra de'osu machmasei. You too, you didn't start with me. You came from Shimon. Shimon had kadei chaluka. If I could force a chaluka on Shimon, then I could force a chaluka on any successor of Shimon, any Yerush, any heir of Shimon. I could force that on them too, even though it's into 10 different pieces and it's aimed by kadei chaluka, I could still force a chaluka. That's one halakha of the Ramah. Okay, let's do a one more halakha of the Ramah. Because Shimon and Levi knew that each has 25%. That's the next halakha. About the next halakha. Sorry? It doesn't pass yet, because who asked you to buy it or get it? I had a deal with Shimon. We came into a shutas with Shimon. And now... Right, okay. And Konami, but fine. Comes along another halakha, about this is important halakha. Hayudalat shutfim beyachid. You had four shutfim together. Lebei zeyshel and shechaluka. They were the greater shutfim. They had a larger percentage. Let's say each one had, I don't know, 40% apiece. So now they have a kadei chaluka. Ulubeis and then shei chaluka. And you have two small shutvim. Each one have 10% apiece. So it's not enough kadei chaluka. Habeis sheyesh len chaluka noitlen chaluka. They can pull out if provided that the beis acherim, that the two smaller shutvim together, nishur shutvim, and together they'll have a kadei chaluka. If you'll have numerous shutvim, a shutif is allowed to pull out, even though he leaves everyone else with the aim by kadei chaluka, because since together all the little shutfim together have a kadei chaluka, then he's allowed to pull out. We discussed last week with problems, but that's how it is. I'm allowed to pull out and leave you together, because together you have enough of kadei chaluka. Okay, and the Shiloh, the million-dollar Shiloh we asked last week, which is your Shiloh, is that, so why did the first Ramah have to say, a new Svar, the Lord, Adifi Megara, Dossim Machmosei, he should just say, look, the two of you, forget that you came from Shemin, stop, the two of you together have a Kadei Chaluka, fine, I'm pulling out, you two stay together, and I'm going to pull out. That was the million-dollar cash on the first Ramah. Why do you need a new concept, just relying on the second? We've said that she did the truth from last week. But that's these two Ramahs. Comes along the Chazanish, Rabbi Isai. You need a Chazanish to do this. Zok the Chazanish. Then when the Ramah said that in the second Ramah, that a guy is allowed to pull out of a shutfis when he leaves the other two behind together that have a kadei chaluka, zokta shchazanish, that only when the first guy was pulling out has a kadei chaluka. But if he has aimbay kadei chaluka, then he's not allowed to pull out, even though he's leaving the other two guys with a kadei chaluka. It means even though each one individually is not, but together is a kadei chaluka, zokta chazanish, then the Ramah never said has halacha. It's a chazanish. That's a chazanish. What's going on? Where is he coming from? If I have a right to pull out my chelik whenever I want, and I have a right to say, if she be takanas kacham, and even say, emboi kadei chaluka ba'alma, if you have kadei chaluka and I have emboi kadei chaluka, I have a right to pull my chelik out. If she be takanas kacham, I'll pull myself out, right? So now that each one individually is emboi kadei chaluka, but together you're yesh be kadei chaluka, right? And that's the reason why I'm allowed to pull out. So why is it different if I have chaluka or not? Even if I have a tiny portion, I'm leaving you enough together to be a kadei chaluka. If I would have one shutif that I'm leaving kadei chaluka, I could pull out. So who cares if I leave two shutifim together at kadei chaluka? I should also be able to pull out. Where is this chazanish coming from? What's his lumdus? What's going on here? Why should be enough gemina if I have kadei chaluka or not?
Should be a deraisa.
So let's develop this. So Zokta chazanish. Chazanish is mashma. This is the pshat. Chazanish learned that this patent that the Ramah says that I can leave the two of you together, have a kadei chaluka, is not bedin. Bedin, I have no right to do that. Because individually, each one is aimed at kadei chaluka. So I have no right to do that. The only reason why I could force you to stay shutzim and have a kadei chaluka amongst yourselves is because the kaifen on me this time. It's a zener zelachas. I'm nena, I could pull out. And I'm nena. And you guys are loikasa be'etzim, because you could stay with each other and you'll have a kadei chaluka with each other. So then, So the chazanish, that's only when I'm pulling out and I have a yeshbe kadei chalukos. I'm a nene. But if I'm a aimbe kadei chaluk and I'm pulling out, I'm not really a nene. If I'm not really a nene, then I can't force you to be kaifan mitzvah. Because the etzim, Dr. Chazanish, Lamaisa, you guys have an advantage of having me part of the shutras. Lamaisa, you have a larger land. Even a larger land, Ne'alecha Ne'alameya. So you do have some advantage for having to stay in the Shutfis. Teretz is, but in the big picture, Klapi, my Hanoah, to pull out and be independent, your Chesaron appeals to my Hanoah. It's, we don't reckon with your Chesaron. That's if I have a Yesh Bo Kadei Chaluka. So I could pull out, and you don't really have a Chesaron, Zenen of Zelachos, I could be Kaifan on me this time. But if I'm pulling out, and I'm a Ein Bo Kadei Chaluka, that I can't do. We don't have a Zenen, I'm not really Nene. So I can't force a kaifan mitzvah, and since first you have somewhat of a chasaron, because it's still better for you to have me part of your shutras, I can't force this chaluka. I can't the chazanish. What? We have two people. One is ein bekadei chaluka, you're yesh bekadei chaluka. I'm pulling out, and I'm leaving you alone with the yesh bekadei chaluka. There, that's min adin. You're left with the kadei chaluka alone. So that's min adin. I'm allowed to pull out. Only a takon, the yesh betakon is kakamem. But here, where I'm leaving two shutrim, each one is ein bekadei chaluka. So min adin, really, I shouldn't be able to pull out. Only reason I could pull out is because, you know, guys, stay together, and you'll have a kadei chaluka together. For that, Dr. Chazanish, that's only on Skoifan Amid this time, and if I'm not really a nene, then I can't do it. Chazanish.
Yeah, but it's not because it's a Chazan by the other two, because then it would be Zechaser. So you're admitting it's Zechaser,
it's each. Because when they stay together, but Minadin, I shouldn't be able to force this Chaluka because each one I'm leaving with an Amid Kadei Chaluka, just together they have a Kadei Chaluka. So I need to come on to Skoifan Amid this time to pull it off. Right now, they're not chaser. They're not really a chaser. They're chaser, a drop, but klapi my, I know that drop doesn't count. I'm telling you over chazanish. I'm not thinking of anything. Okay, that's a chazanish. Now, I would like to take it a step. One second. Zokta chazanish, let's make up. Zokta chazanish, memela, there's going to be a nafgamina why we need the first Ramah. We had a kasha. Why do you need the first Ramah? Just say that I'm leaving you the two of you together, and the two of you together is a kadei chaluka. Why do you need a new lamdas that the two of you are coming from Shimon, and Shimon, when he had it together, was a kadei chaluka? It's like the chazanish and nafgamin is when the first guy, Reuven, was an aimbay kadei chaluka. So if he wants to force the halakha mitzad, the second Ramah, he can't force that halakha. Because he doesn't really have a no. So you can't force them to stay together. But as this new din of the first Ramah, the Le'adifi Megavah does Makma say, Reuven, even if Reuven would have an aim by Kedei Chalukah, he could force to buy out, he could force a Chalukah and leave Levi and Yehuda together, because the two of them are only coming from Shimon, and had it stayed by Shimon, it would be Kedei Chalukah, Memele, he could force a Chalukah, even though he himself is an aim by Kedei Chalukah. He's not saying that to touch up the Ramah, because Ramah clearly is talking about with the first guy is a Yesh by Kedei Chalukah. He's just saying there will be a Nafkamina Ladin why you need the first Ramah Zalacha. Okay, this is the Chazon Ish. Lani's Daiti, I don't understand it so well. I would argue with the Chazon Ish. I can't argue with the Chazon Ish, but I would. Is that, let's go back to the Maram. What's the reason why in Kedei Chalukah I can't be Chaylik? It's not a din. I'm always allowed to be chaylik. I'm always allowed to be neitel l'sheli. I want my chayfetz. You can't force me to be married to you. I want my chayfetz back. I want my chaylik of the shutzes back. You can't stick me here. No, but it's asiyas hayoshev atoiv that says don't leave the other guy high and dry. Well, if you're working with asiyas hayoshev atoiv, krakosav arash ben atruva chaylik alef tov kuf tez vov, and it's a beis oisiv in kuf ayin hay as well, says these type as far as by Bametzra, when anyone has seen Sayyachra Toiv, it's Tali Bechut HaSayra. If there's a little more benefit or a little less of a chazaran to you, we throw Bametzra out the window. That's how it is, because it's Yashra Toiv, but if it's not such a good Toiv in Yashra, it's not so necessary, then we don't force Bametzra. Well, here too, what's the svar of the Ramah? Part of the svar of the Ramah is that normally I can't force a Chalukah because it's not a Tzitzah Yashra Toiv to leave you high and dry, but if I'm leaving you with another Shutif, I'm not leaving you high and dry. So there's no problem with Tzitzah Yashra Toiv. Min Adinim, allowed to be Chaylik. Even if I would be an Embry Kadek Halukah Min Adin, I could be Chaylik. Really, Madaris, I'm always allowed to be Chaylik. It's only Yatsa Sitzav Yashva Toiv. To the extent I'm leaving you two together, that each one of you have a Chaylik with each other. So what's the problem? There is no Asiyas of Yashva Toiv. So I'd allow to be Chaylik Min Adin. One problem, and I would take it even a step further. This is a Chiddush, Rabbi Yisai, is that who said, we need a Rai for this, and yet we'll go through a Simmer, we'll see Rai's. But who said that the way to force a chalukah means that I force you to be chaylik? Lamed, is that what I'm doing? We have five shutvim, and I want a chalukah. Am I forcing all five of us to part from each other, to dissolve the shutvim for good? And not only I'm out, but all four of you are out from each other as well? Is that, I have that right to make Shimon not be a shutvim with Levi? Is that my din? Or is my din just, I have a right to be neitel l'sheli and get out myself? So if there are only two shutvim, so if I'm not your shutvim, then by default, you're not my shutvim, so you're left alone as well. But if we have three shutvim, I'm not forcing you to be chaylik. I just want my chaylik out. So I'm forcing my chaylik to go out. If you want to stay, because then don't stay. I have no problem, stay. That's really this halakha. The Ramah is saying that I'm taking my part out, and I'm leaving you the two together. And as long as the two together is kedei chalukah, beseder, I'm no problem. I'm not leaving you high and dry. Everything is kishmak. Because that's the lumdus of chalukah to shutis perhaps anyway. Is that I don't have a right to force you to be chaylik. I just have a right to force you to be chaylik from me. Pull my chaylik out of the shutis. So who cares if I have a yesh by kadei chalukah, if I have a ein by kadei chalukah, what's the nafkamina? I have the right to get out of the shutis and take my chaylik and run. And memela, as long as I leave you two together, that's fine. It's a yesh by kadei chalukah. Memela, but even that I don't really understand the chazon ish's halacha. Once, I don't think there's any chilek. I think the Ramah's case is kepshuta, and the stimus apayiskim is as well kepshuta, that I have a right to be chilek even if I'm a name by kadei chalukah. Okay, Rabbi said, with these two agdamas, now let's go back to the Shevet Halevi Shaila. The case was, just remind the Olam, the case was, the guy in the top floor, there were 9 apartments in the building, the guy in the top floor wanted to build up and take a ninth of his roof to build a room and attach it to his top floor apartment, and give everyone else in the building a ninth, and for everyone else in the building, everyone tiny, but one ninth of a roof is aimed by kedei chalukah. And yet Hashem, one day, one year, one yovel, the iriya is going to pass a law that we could build another floor, and then it's going to have real value to sell a whole apartment. But if each one just takes a ninth, you can't sell a room, no one's buying a room, so it's aimed by kedei chalukah. That was the shayla. Zok to shevet ha-levi. What? No, we will stay together, build a floor together, sell it, and then divide the profits. We'll sell it for $500,000, we'll divide it by 9. That's no problem. They can't build yet, but one day the area might pass a law. Right.
Why was he able to build up?
No, he one room by se wasn't a problem. That is, the Sheva Levi doesn't explain the mitzvahs, but that wasn't a problem. So the Sheva Talevi, Hayoyz Techazan Nish already said that when it's an aim by Kadei Chalukah, you can't have this Ramaz Alak. It means, before the Chazan Nish, I would have said, what's the problem? I don't want you to divide up. You stay together. You eight guys stay together. And you build your dream penthouse. When you build this top floor, no problem. Build it, gizin tahayit. Just you'll have 8/9 of the roof and sell it. And then divide the profits by 8. This 8/9 of the roof was kadei chaluka. He says even 3/9 of the roof is kadei chaluka. So you build it. No problem. I'm just taking my sliver out. And even though it's ambay kadei, I'm just pulling myself out. So pashas, if you learn to Ramah, Kipshuti would say it's fine. But since the Chazon Ish, he says it himself, he's Macham to the Chazon Ish, he brings the Chazon Ish, since the Chazon Ish said that the whole Ramah is only when I'm also a Yesh B'Kadei, when I'm a Yesh B'Kadei Chalukah, but if I'm also an Ein B'Kadei Chalukah, I can't have this Ramah. Zokta Shevet Levi, here the top guy will not be able to pull out. He can't force a chalukah because 1/9 of a roof, he wants to take 1/9. 1/9 of a roof is Ein B'Kadei Chalukah. And 1/9 of Ein B'Kadei Chalukah, you don't have the Ramah, even if he's leaving the other 8 together, that's a Yesh B'Kadei Chalukah together. Well, very good. One time. So Mamel Zakteh, Loi Techazanish, the whole halakha is not applicable. Yeah, we're going to get there. Very good. Then he goes right and he says, Elamai, we're talking about where two guys in the building was joining, found 6 against 3. Two guys are masking to the top floor guy to build up. So it's 3 against 6. And 3 is already enough to be Yeshba de Kaluka. So let the 3 of them together invoke a Kaluka Sashotvis. And they're a Yeshba de Kaluka. And the other 6, even though 1/6, whatever, 1/9 of the roof is not, but 6 together is Yeshba de Kaluka. So now I have the Ramaz Alaka. 3 will invoke a Kaluka. And the other 6 will remain together, which is certainly Kadei Chaluka. Memel, I have the Ramah, and it's not negated to the Chazon Ish. So like that, there's no such thing. You can't, there's no class action lawsuit. You can't make a class action Chaluka. You want to be Chalik and take your Chalik out of the Shutis, Peseda. You want to, 3 guys pull out together and remain a Shutis, there's no such thing. You can't do that. Memel, he brings a Rai from the Adrama. We get the Bidecha the Raya from the Adrama, but that's what he says. Memeli comes out, halach is, it won't work, unless he says, here's the chaf, get the 2 guys to be matne their chelik to the guy in the top floor. Now he'll own 3/9 of the roof, and 3/9, 1/3 of the roof is kadei chaluka. So he individually has a kadei chaluka. He'll invoke this chaluka to shutvis. 1/9 for each individual is not enough. Yeah, he'd have the Ramah. You 6 guys stay together. You 6 guys together will be a kadei chaluka. And I alone, I don't need anyone else, I alone have already a kadei chaluka. Memel I could pull out. It's a zok tit shevet
alevi. Why can't they pull out? Why can't they go shutvim like Ramah?
No, I'll leave you shutvim, but to pull.
Why can't they?
No, because the taina, the schus to be chaylik, he says, is a schus if you want to be chaylik and not be a shutif with anyone. But to be chaylik, to be with other people shutfim, that you can't do. That's what he says. That's Shevet HaLevi. So I just want to, Rabbi Yisai, take apart the Shevet HaLevi. The Olam really is the kashas. Just want to bring out these kashas. So let's go slowly. First of all, he says, there'll be a time that the township, the Iriyah, is going to pass a law that we're able to build up, and when they're going to build up, 1/9 of a roof is an aim by Kadei Chaluka. Because 1/9 of this floor to build an apartment and 1/9 of the space is not an apartment, it's one little room, you can't do anything with it. Isaiah Dr. Sheva Lehman, Mela is considered aim by Kadei Chaluka. Rabbi Yisai, Ba'asher Husham, right now, is not a buildable lot, it's a roof. And what do we do on the roof? We play, we build sukkahs. Whatever we do on the roof, we're shtamches on a gag. The Gemara had a shtamches on a gag. The Gemara says a shtamches a gag is not even kavu like a shtamches of a chotza. Pashas, if a shtamches of a chotza only needs dalet amas by dalet amas like we saw in the Mechaba, then a roof, l'chayra, should also not need more than dalet amas by dalet amas per each owner. And that there was plenty on that roof to go around to have dalet amas by dalet amas for each individual owner. Times 9. It's not a problem. So mitzad, the shtamches that we own in this roof right now, it is a roof, there is yesh bei kadei chaluka for every single individual. Their time is that one day, the iriyah is going to pass a law that's going to turn into ein bei kadei chaluka. Therefore what? But right now, I want to know, Rabbi said, let's we are shutvis in a lot. And this lot right now is a double lot. Let's just take it's an R10 zone. So an R10 zone, let me make it better. R75 zone. You need 7,500 square feet apiece. So together, we have 15,000 square feet. We're good to go. Enough, it's divisible by two, we're good to go. So I say, no, Yankel, I had enough. I really want to be on my own. Let's make a chalukah zashutvis. Yankel's going to say, you know, it's very nice that right now, today, there's Yesh Begadei Chalukah. But you never know, one day the township might pass a law that this zone is going to change. They're talking about changing all the zones in Lakewood. They have this master plan. One day they might change it and make this, instead of an R75 to an R10, that we need 10,000 square feet per lot to be buildable. And if you're going to split to take 7,500 and leave me with 7,500, then it's going to be Yesh Begadei Chalukah. He's going to leave me high and dry. Is such a diner ridiculous? Right now, is the Yesh Begadei Chalukah. I don't care what might happen tomorrow. If my grandma would have wheels, she'd be a trolley car. Right now, it's the Yesh Begadei Chalukah. What's going on? Right now, this roof is a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And what would be for Ked? What would be if they might pass the law the other way? Let's say, they'll say that now you can build the duplexes if you'll have 1,500 square feet and you can make it 70, or you'll be able to be through three lots on 1,500 square feet. But if you make 7,500 square feet, you only can build one lot. So you can be mastered me that half a house, or my chelik of that extra house, that third house that I could have. It's ridiculous. Right now, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So I'm not sure exactly, unless the Mitzvah, the Eretz Yisrael, like was standard, that after automatically, after a certain period of time, the area automatically passed this thing, or it was understood, then we bought into this building, we understood the common das, b'nei adam, is to buy the roof, to build this building with the kavana that we're going to build another floor when the area does it. So it's kilu, we went in for a gag and for a buildable roof. But barring such a, going into such a shutter, I don't understand what he's talking about. Second problem I have is this other problem that Dalam is saying, is that he says that we have a chazanish here. It's one ninth of the roof is Ein Begadei Chalukah. So Ein Begadei Chalukah, the chazanish says, the Ramah says you only allowed to pull out if it's the Yesh Begadei Chalukah, but if you also have Ein Begadei Chalukah, you can't pull out. That's very nice, one ninth of the roof is Ein Begadei Chalukah, but I live on the top floor. For me, it's beautiful. It's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. I'm going to take that roof, that ninth of the roof, and attach it to my house, and it's beautiful. It extends my house. It's mamish gorgeous. For me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. For you guys that you live nebuch downstairs, it's a Ein Begadei Chalukah. But for me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So the whole chazanish is not applicable here. And I'm going to bring it out. There's a machloikas later on, Machab and Rambo. What happens if we have a field together, and both halves are Ein Begadei Chalukah? I have a field next door, and you have a field next door on the other side. So even though the field that we're shutef in is an Ein Begadei Chalukah for each of us, but if we both annex it to our adjacent properties, it becomes a Yesh Begadei Chalukah for both of us. Zok Mechaba, I have a right to force a Chalukah HaShutefis. I'll take the north side, you take the south side. Because for me it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah, and for you it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. What do you mean, in and of itself is Ein Begadei Chalukah, but if I can annex it for my property, then it's I have value in it. I have hishtamshus from it. For me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And for you, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So like the Mechab, it's ugret that the kind of taflu is a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And even though the Ramah over there argues, the Ramah's lumdus is that to the extent, we're going to blend that to learn it hopefully, but the extent that this side of the shutfis is more valuable to you, because it's next to your property, and the lumdus of shutfis, I own a half of every molecule, let's say, whatever it is. You can't tell me to take the south side, the dafka. Maybe I want the north side. Maybe I want half of every side. So how could you? I'm going to be chalik begayram. You can't force me to take punk that side. Zot the Ramah, that you can't force me to take the northern side and you take the southern side of Vaker. You can't do that. I have a right in my shutvis to force a goyram. So Mamela, I might end up with that side. So you can't force me to punk take this side. That's the Ramah. That's very good in that case. In the mail, if I'm stuck with the other side, it's Ein Begadei Chalukah. But in our building case, you know what? Tenants, chaverim, give me any ninth of the roof. I'll take any ninth. I'll just annex it to my property. Give me the north side, the south side, the west side, these. It doesn't make a difference. I'll annex it to my property. I'm fine. So for me, any chelik is a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So Mela, where does it pass this chazanish? Sorry? He had the whole top floor. Yeah, that's fair. He had the top and they had below. So wherever. Now, I want to be messiah with this rabbi, so we're over time, but I feel him tim tzalayma that I need punked one side of the roof to make it happen. Because let's say, you know, this side's by my bedroom side, that's over my bathroom, I won't be able to get there or whatever. Let's say we could go multiple sides, it's over the staircase. I don't know, we'll figure out why I need punk one side. I think over here still, it should be applicable. The whole lumdis, again, what's the lumdis why you can't do a chalukah? Batsim, you're always able to do a chalukah. The whole lumdis why you can't do a chalukah is because that's yes, a yashavatai, right? And the Chazanish didn't go exactly with that. The Chazanish holds that if I'm leaving you guys individually with Einbergedekaluk and only together Tzietzvekaluka, have to come on to new Svar of Koifin Amidus Sedoim to make it happen. Right? That's the Chazanish. And he holds that you don't have a Koifin Amidus Sedoim unless I have Hanah. If I don't have Hanah, because for me it's also Einbergedekaluka, then I can't be Koifin Amidus Sedoim to leave you together in a Shutfis together. So I want to know, if I'll tell you, and it's a gamble here, but I'll say, you know what, I want to be chaylik, do a geirel, there's a 50% chance will come out on the right side for me that I will be able to build up, there's a 50% chance will be on the wrong side and I won't be able to build, let's say, I don't understand the mitzvah 100% like that, but let's even say it's a 50%. For me, it's still kedai to, I still have a nor to force the shutris. There's a 50% chance I'll have another two bedrooms to my house, or another bedroom to my house. There's a real tzad that for me, it's a real hanor. I don't know how vite the Chazanish needs this koifin amidus sedoim, but I would say that even a suffix real hanor should be enough to force a chalukah, even though you're going to be left individually, because together you have a yesh pekadoklor, so you really don't have any chasar in here for me to be chaylik. And for me, I have a real tzad that for me, it's a real hanor. L'choy, even the Chazanish should be moida, even if that was the metzias, I should be chaylik. And then to add icing on the cake, we already said before, l'choy, pash, the steam is a poison, not like the Chazanish. And from the Meram's Meramberg Svara, l'choy is not like the Chazanish. They should always be able to force a chaluka, even if you have an embo kadekaluka, as long as you leave them together with the yesh bekadekaluka. But if in Lani's dieti, in that truth is a lev, the guy should have been able to build on the roof. I don't understand if anyone has an eitzah here for the shayla lev, because in that, let me know.
Gavri Rabba Oma Musa Mitzvah Yashrei.
All right, agut avach Rabbi Zayn.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.